This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5, The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Don't forget, tonight, actually, Chris Jones joins Chiefs Superfans.
Joins
Chiefs Superfans Heidi Gardner and Eric Stone Street on the next episode of NFL Classics. After further review, a new Manning Cast style series from Vice Sports and Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions airing tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central for all of you Kansas City people on Vice TV. The episode will revisit the Chiefs' win over the 49ers in the Super Bowl as Jones, Gardner, and Stone Street, now married, Eric Stone Street,
that's right,
provide real-time commentary while rewatching the entire game with our next guest, Kyle Brandt, the legendary running back from Stevenson High School and Princeton College. Kyle Brandt, how are you on this wonderful Wednesday?
Bob and Dusty, I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me. That was a brilliant, incredibly immaculate read of the show promo, and that's how I know you guys are pros. Thank you so much.
You got it. How much fun was it to do that? Kind of reminds me of the Sklar brothers back in the day a little bit, right?
Cheap seats, yeah. On ESPN2 with Randy and Jason.
Yep.
Oh, man, they would go back and break down. Here's the 1987 Miniature Golf World Championship.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I love that stuff. But you're right. That's, you know what? That's an incredible comparison. I haven't thought
Thank
of that
you.
Yet. It is a lot like that. It's like, imagine the Manning cast, but all the games are just all-time classics. There's no terrible games where they have to spin in the second half, and you get to watch them with the players, and certainly doing Chiefs Niners 1, which we do tonight, was incredible to look back on for 50 different reasons, all of which you guys know.
Yeah, it was outstanding. I mean, to be there, to watch that game, to kind of relive that game, you know, that was the one, obviously, that put the Chiefs over the top and gave us that first Super Bowl that we've been, you know, lacking for 50 years and decided that that was the one that started this whole dynasty. That's a fun one to start this with.
It's a fun one, but I have to tell you, the rewatch, and this shows on the show tonight, it's an eerie thing to look back on because it's February of 2020 and like the whole world is about to change in a matter of weeks. And we were all so blissfully ignorant. The Super Bowl was really likely the super spreader that day, which is terrible.
Right.
But also, if you were a Niners fan and you're just flipping through and you see Vice tonight, what a tragedy it was for them. They had this game. They had that game four different times. The Wasp play burned them. The Garoppolo miss to Emmanuel Sanders. And then you also watch it again tonight knowing, oh, wait, the Niners are going to get him again a few years later, also have him, and also lose. So great for Chiefs fans, especially if you need it this week.
So that's the past. Let's look to the future. A guy that you're pretty familiar with here, Kyle, I want to play this 11-second audio.
It's Josh Allen and everybody else, no one better. At this point, I just don't know how you deny that. The dude at this point is pretty much inevitable.
So familiar with that voice, I think we all are, especially you. When you hear that, is it Josh Allen's league? Is there no one better right now than Josh Allen with Patrick Mahomes out there?
First of all, I love Van Smack, the pimp in the box, Jim Rome, my guy. I worked with him for 9 years. Rackham, Grab a Vine, The Jungle, Jungle Karma. It's hearing that voice is like, for me, is like if you wake up in the morning and you got like a voicemail from your ex and like they called you and you're like, whoa, that is bringing me back. Good reasons, great reasons, fun reasons. And listen, strong take. What are we talking about? It's Jim. Strong, straight, clear take. And listen, I don't want to be prisoner of the moment. I've said this a bunch of times. Like, Mahomes is the greatest quarterback of this era, the greatest. Right now, he's certainly not the best down-to-down, game-to-game. Going back to last year, he wasn't the best at playing the position. And if that is a slap in the face of Chiefs fans, then just look at all the banners you have and say, who cares? Great job, Buffalo. You have the best quarterback. How many rings do you have? Zero. So I know people like to go to war about quarterback rankings. And if I'm splitting hairs between greatest and best, I don't care. That's my take.
Yeah, and you know, you and I think, kind of view this from the same way. Like, people want to get caught up in the moment all the time and not look at the big picture. Like, the people that are off the Chiefs bandwagon because they lost the Super Bowl or then they lost that game in Brazil. I think it's foolish right now for people to be jumping off this Chiefs bandwagon because you still have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, which, according to me, not Dan Orlovsky, is the best quarterback-coach combination in the NFL.
it's foolish, and it's also like, is this your first time watching football? Is this your first time you go around in media? Because as the kids like to say, I'm old enough to remember when you could just take a ticket like at the deli counter and line up to be the guy who said the Patriots are done, Brady's done, Belichick's lost this. I mean, there's a who's who of people you will still see getting circulated around those dumb clips. So this is repeating itself. I'm the last person normally who would be like, Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs. But it's like, I'm the guy who's come around now and like, wait a second. Are you actually abandoning the Chiefs because they lost the first game on a different continent and under very strange circumstances? You're just out of here? It's nuts. And wait till they lose to Philadelphia this week and there'll be even more. I am not. From my cold, dead hands, will I stop believing in the Chiefs? I really mean that in 2025.
Yeah, so you think they're going to lose to Philadelphia? See, I think this is the week where they roll in there and give the bird to everybody and take care of business.
See, that's an interesting thing to have the chutzpah to say that, because this is a team, of course, that they were down 34-0 to in a couple of the last games that they played. Let's do a roll call of the Chiefs going into this game against the 1-0 Eagles. You have the wide receiver one is suspended. The wide receiver two is injured. The tight end who injured him is all heart, but he's old. You have some running backs who I think we all kind of respect on the field, and Pacheco and Hunt, and they're these gristled dudes, but they're not really blowing anyone away right now. And yet you're home, you're an Arrowhead, and it all comes down to, like, does Mahomes have that thing where he says, like, I heard what you just said about this guy's hurt and this guy's out, but this is still my era, and I'm going to play out of my bleeping mind, and I'm still pissed that we lost to the Eagles that badly, and I'm going to carry us. Now, if he does that, me as a content guy in the media, that is by far more interesting than the Eagles just roll over him again.
Yeah, and I'm interested to know, because we're talking to Kyle Brandt here on 96.5 The Fan, what would you say has to be drastically different from week one to week two for the Chiefs to sustain a competitive game against Philadelphia this Sunday?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is a big deal. I don't know if you guys have been talking about this, but I can't believe Jalen Carter's playing in this game.
I can't either.
Okay, good, because I'm genuinely surprised. And I say this, like, I am an NFL employee. I thought for sure that they would have dinged him. And I'm just not really here for this explanation of, well, it was a de facto suspension. I mean, what is that, a gentleman's suspension? And what if he had done it in the second quarter and missed three quarters? Did that count as one game too? I just think, listen, I'm going to get real stiff and formal here. We as a society, guys, have so few things left that we're clinging on to, that sweet thing called dignity. There's so few left. And spitting on another person has to be part of that connective tissue. It has to be, because it is one of the worst things you can do outside of committing a major crime. I have to tell you, I coach youth football now. My son is in sixth grade. It's tackle football. The day after that game, we have practice, and the boys are messing around before practice. They're spitting on each other. I saw it. I ran over them. What are you guys doing? Well, we're doing a Jalen Carter. I was like, go run 50 laps and don't ever do that again. It's I hate to be like, think about the kids, but I saw with my own eyes, and I was frankly surprised that there wasn't a message of, you know what, I know he missed the whole game, but I was so dumb, and the timing was so terrible, he's going to miss another whole game. So yeah. I'm surprised he's playing in this game.
I am too, and I'm not going to compare it to the Rashi Rice situation, but it's right here in front of us. It's low-hanging fruit. I understand that. But that guy missed all of last year and now is still getting a six-game suspension. The precedent that's been set is, well, if you kind of miss time, then that's going to count now going forward.
Well, hold on a second, though. Let's hit the brakes. I thought that the league is conspiring to help the Chiefs.
That's right. That was the other thing we said too, Kyle. Like, if this was the if somebody on the Chiefs opened slaps somebody in the face, like, you know, we saw with Travis Kelce on Friday night, we saw a gentleman spit, and the punishments were what they were, and those guys were Chiefs, the whole world would be blowing up and saying the NFL is in it to fix it for the Chiefs.
Yeah, and I'm also seeing, well, you know, they want Jalen Carter out there for this matchup because of the TV and everything. I don't buy that either because, frankly, I think it'd be pretty compelling TV if Jalen Carter is suspended. If they don't have that, if you go and have the respect for the league that does that and he's missing and he's not there and you compare it to the Super Bowl, there's going to be all kinds of stuff to look to in this game. You guys, one of the best things you have going for you, and by you I mean the Chiefs, you're going to get potentially combustible A.J. Brown in this game, which is always ripe for the opponent of the Eagles, the guy who didn't see the ball at all. And the guy who reads books and they has subtweets and all that. Like, if A.J. Brown doesn't get the ball early, that is a very, very good thing for the Kansas City Chiefs. So, God, this one's juicy. I like this.
Where do you think the Chiefs finish towards the end of the year, if you had to guess on this roster? Obviously, Rashee Rice comes back after week six, and then all of a sudden this team maybe gets back into a flow of things. But again, 0-1 to start against the Chargers in Brazil, this week against Philadelphia, tough matchup. But overall this year, I know it's hard to tell, but like, do you think they are still a playoff team? Do you think they are still a division winner? Or where's your mindset right now after seeing 1 week of Chiefs football?
I'm hearing the question, are the Chiefs still a playoff team? And I understand why you ask it, because people are asking it. And it's honestly unfathomable to me, because yes, there are practical reasons, injuries, age and all that, but the Chiefs have done so much to earn the respect of transcending practical reasons. All right. This is not the Broncos. This is not some team scrapping for a wild card this year. You said it, Mahomes, Reed et al. I mean, if they have to turn their rings around and Hollywood Brown their way through this thing, they will Hollywood Brown their way through this thing, basically like we saw them do last year. So, yes, the playoff team. Yes, the division winner is still completely in the mix. You said it yourself. They may win this game. They're 1-1, and they just beat one of the best teams of this generation. I don't think they're going to win this game. I'll just candid. I think it's going to be close, but they'll lose. And I'm going to sit there with binoculars and popcorn and watch the people flee like rats on a sinking ship. And I'm staying. I'm playing the fiddle, guys. I'm going down because I think they will turn it around.
Love it. Kyle, give us a shout out for what you guys got going on Vice TV.
It's incredible. If you in my older age right now on Saturday night, sometimes I'll stay up and I'll watch old concerts. I'll just pull up. I don't know what it is. I'll pull up a Pearl Jam concert from 1998 and just watch the whole thing. This show is like watching the concert with Eddie Vedder. You go through the all-time games with the people who played in them. Chris Jones sat with us for an hour, not a little guest hit, a full hour, and talked about Chiefs Niners 1, Stone Street, Heidi Gardner, so much color, so much comedy. It's watching old games and reliving the people who lived them and played them. It's 8 o'clock Central. Respect to Central. Respect to Missouri. And everybody watch it. It's on Vice TV tonight. If you like football, you like nostalgia, and you like your Chiefs, I promise you'll love the show. I really do.
So Pearl Jam's your number one?
All-time number one. They're my guys. Metallica is really close. And there's these murmurs, guys, that the Super Bowl's in San Francisco, that's Metallica's home city. Ooh. Would they actually have the gall to put a bunch of heavy metal white guys in their 60s out there for the Super Bowl halftime? I don't know, but it would certainly be a devil horns in the air for me if they did.
Well, if Taylor says no, then they can fall back to Metallica.
Listen, at this point, again, I'm an NFL employee. I think Super Bowl halftime is beneath Taylor. I think she's too big for it. I think she would be doing a favor for the league rather than the other way around. She's the biggest thing on earth. So if she hasn't done it so far, I don't know if she'll do it then. Plus, isn't it a little weird if she does it when a team that knocked the Chiefs out of the playoffs potentially and her fiance is playing in the game? I don't know.
No doubt. Well, I mean, I just stumbled upon a new Pearl Jam song. I didn't know it existed. It's called Wreckage Banger.
Oh, yeah, Wreckage. That's off the new album.
Yeah.
That's an album they released last year. The whole album is fantastic. Dark Matter. It's their best album in 15 years, if you like that stuff. It's awesome.
Wow. How many times have you seen them at Wrigley?
I've seen them 3 times at Wrigley. One of the times the concert had like a 3-hour lightning delay, and Eddie kept coming out. I saw him last summer at Wrigley. And Eddie told this whole story about meeting Walter Payton as a kid growing up at Evanston at Bears training camp. It's awesome. It's Vedder is completely, completely joyful on stage in the confines. And if anybody ever has a chance to do it, you got to go.
No doubt. Well, Kyle, we appreciate the
time.
Hope we can do it again. Take care and be easy, man.
Respect what you guys do. Thank you very much for having me.
You got it.
Like that guy.
No, I love him. I love him. I love when we had him weekly. It was such a great interview, and it just great insight and a great approach. And he's not a hot take guy. You know, he's going to look at it from a long play type thing, which is how you have to look at sports. And so when he hears people, I can tell it pisses him off, right? The Chiefs are done. Yeah, go screw off.
Yeah, he was mad about my question. He's like, how dare you ask about it? This team's a playoff team. I'm going to sit back with binoculars and popcorn. And what do you say? Watch the rats scurry off.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, pretty sure that guy's a Buffalo Bills, like diehard.
Well, no, he's gone on record. He was a Bills homer when the Chiefs were, you know, knocking the Bills out of the playoffs. And we had him on here. He would always talk about Buffalo and really liking those guys. And look, if you're not, you know, in a town that, you know, plays the Bills, if they end up making it into the Super Bowl, America will be rooting for Buffalo. That's just kind of the way it's going to be, right? Everybody wants to see kind of that underdog team win. Is there more of an underdog team in all of sports than the Buffalo Bills have been in the NFL for the last 40 years? 4 straight Super Bowl losses, getting their ass kicked by the Chiefs in all kinds of ways in the postseason. Like, America would be all over the Buffalo Bills, and then they'll win it, and then nobody will root for Buffalo again.
Crazy. I mean, he's just probably been hurt so many times that he's just like, yeah, we're not going to do it. It's going to be the Chiefs. It's not us. Like, what do you – I don't know if I want to ask that question because I don't know if I've got it put together yet. Like, do you think do you think more people in Buffalo think that this is their year? Because I'm sure we've had that discussion in Buffalo many times. Or do you think more people in Kansas City think this is the year they don't make the playoffs?
Oh, I think more people in Buffalo believe it's their year.
Yep.
Yeah, I do.
Agree.
Yeah, I think it's a very, again, the people who are down on the Chiefs, it's the vocal minority. And we always give the vocal minority way too much credit because it's easy to sit around and complain. People that don't have anything to complain about, they don't jump on social media. They don't call radio shows. They don't scream and yell because they're content with where it is. And you talk to people in public and they're like, yeah, it wasn't great, but whatever. We'll be fine. I'm not going to worry about it. I think we give, for whatever reason in this country, because of social media, I really do think that's the way it is. The vocal minority gets so much credit for the way that we think everybody's feeling. And really, at the end of the day, most normal human beings aren't feeling that way. It's just the few that want to go and vent on X or Instagram or wherever it is they decide that they're going to go and vent. And so I always take a step back and go, is this social media the vocal minority, or is this reality? And I think right now with the Chiefs, I really do think at this point in time, it's the vocal minority.
Hmm.
Well, I'm looking at our poll results. Our poll results didn't feel like vocal minority, but that's just for this game. That's not for the playoffs. I'm with you. I think it's vocal minority. If you're talking about Chiefs not making the playoffs, yeah, that's a
that's
nonsense
I'm talking about overall course of the season.
Oh, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
No, that would be major minority.
Well, I mean, the text line will just tell you every day on this show, at least there are a few, that'll say, guys, this isn't a playoff team. What are we talking about? So, I don't know. I'm just trying to be a voice of reason, be a voice of the people. The people's chant.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
I mean, for me, that is the vocal minority side. That's the negator side. Mm-hmm. That's the anti-chiefer side. That's the I want to be right side. And I feel like that's a lot, not a lot. That's a lot of the vocal side of things. And again, that's what we have to go on. That's what we gauge things on. But I've always felt like, man, we're dealing with the vocal. Oh, I have Twitter saying this. How many people are on Twitter? What percentage of Kansas Cityans are on Twitter? There was a time it was like 6% of our audience was on Twitter. That means 94% was not. And we're looking at that 6% like it's a huge, huge way of the way that people are thinking. And sometimes I think it's an overreaction to the way that people really are thinking.
To the way that people are thinking, to go back to Max's poll question, Fesco and Dusty's Wednesday poll, what is your confidence level of the Chiefs winning on a Sunday, this Sunday, against Philadelphia Eagles? We gave you 4 options, 100 to 75% confident, 75 to 50% confident, 50 to 25% confident, or 25 to 0% confident. 6.5% are with you, Fesco, with
that's it. Wow.
With 100 to 75% confident. 21.2 are 75 to 50% confident, and the winner in the clubhouse right now, 38.7% of you say 50 to 25% confident, whereas 33.7 say 25 or less.
What if they would have won the game 27-21, still lost worthy, the exact same game, but they found a way to win that game? What would people be feeling about this game today or this week? This team right now, they'd have a totally different perspective had that score been flipped and everything else remains the same. Go out and beat Philadelphia and the vocal minority will be happy. Well, maybe they won't be, but there are some people that will just never be happy. They just won't.
Yeah. I will say, though, I think it's better that they lost that game because those issues still wouldn't have been relevant. They still would have been evident. That's still there.
Yeah.
Like I said it last year, the Chiefs were 10-0 in one score games. They're now 0-1, but I think that camouflaged a lot of the issues the Chiefs had last season. We know about the issues. We've gone over them, right? The injuries, all those things. But even past that, I'm glad that didn't happen for this week because I know this team. I know this team's leadership. They're going to right their wrongs, and now they're more in front of their face because they actually lost that game.
You're right about that. And that's what I said on Monday when we were talking about it with the Bill Self comparison. You know, these guys would win all these games. Yep. Not play the way I want you to play. Yeah, you can beat Texas Tech playing that way. You ain't going to beat, you know, Baylor. You're not going to beat Texas. You're not going to beat the big schools playing that way. Yeah, you're winning. It's great. You do it your way. That's fine. When we get against real competition, you continue to do it this way, the results aren't going to be out there. And so Bill would always chuckle. He goes, yeah, we lost. You don't like to lose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But sometimes losing, you're able to send a message as a coach. And it's better to have that now in week one and send that message and burn, jump stop this thing and let's get going in the right direction. They start 9-0, have fallacies around you, and then all of a sudden collapse, you know, and not make it into the playoffs or lose in the first round or whatever it is. You can really get things on the straight and narrow right now because sometimes coaches don't mind a loss if it means resetting and refocusing their teams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.